Everybody, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. The Lord is so good to each of us, and there's so much that we should and need to be thankful for. Perry Brown and my fellowship with ministry in the background. Lord, do it for me. That thought just dropped in my spirit on yesterday, and I trust that it was a blessing to you even early this morning on Wednesday, just a confirmation and an assurance that the things that we've been waiting and believing God for, hallelujah, just knowing that God not only is able, but he is willing, and he's going to do it for you. So just lift up your head and continue to look to God, hallelujah. Terry Lynn, God is moving. He's doing it for you. Cassandra, thought about you yesterday. Mike Wilson Jr. in Baltimore, listen, folks, God is good, and he is going to confirm, and he's going to do exactly what he promised to do in each of our lives. So you hold on, hold on, hold on, and continue to trust and to believe God. I want to go right to the word of the Lord from Psalm 92, and I want to read verses 9 through 15. And it reads, "But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. And you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. And my eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes." In verse 12, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. And they will flourish in the courts of our God. And they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." In verse 12, it says, "The righteous will flourish like a palm tree, and they will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord, that will flourish in the courts of our God." And I just want to share with you this morning from the thought, God is going to bless you both inside and out. God is not only concerned about just one area or aspect of our life, but he wants to do a work in every area that relates to our life and our existence. And this is why it's so important to not only have just one area that you say, "God, I allow you to work in." But, you know, we cannot have any place that's considered to be off limits to God, because God wants to move glory in every area of our life. He doesn't just want to bless and to prosper me spiritually. Of course, that is the most important thing, but God is concerned about every area, so he wants to prosper us. He wants to increase us.
on our job, in our communities, everything that relates to our life, God wants to enrich us. Hallelujah. And he wants us to flourish. Again, I don't know about you, but I just believe that when we come to the awareness that God is not just concerned about us when we are in the sanctuary, but even after we leave church and the saints are not around, God will still show up, even, and he'll command a blessing to overtake us simply because we are a worshiper. And what we do in the sanctuary, what we do when we're out of the sanctuary, should always be grounded in the reality that, God, you have created me to worship. You've created me, my life, to be a praise and a testimony unto you. And that's why I get nervous when folk, you know, they say, I want to prosper spiritually, but there's no evidence of how God also wants to increase them intellectually. God wants to increase you. And he said he would make us the head and not the tail. And that means everything that we encounter, every area, God wants there to be significance that we bring to wherever we are. And if you can ever come to a place in your walk with the Lord where you begin to really believe that he has made you to be the head, as I said, and not the tail, to be above and not beneath. And this is not just some nice scripture, but it's the word of God that has become rhema or life-giving, I know, to my life, and I believe that is true for many of yours as well. And I don't want to be a part of the crowd that is always hoping that something is going to happen. But I want to be included with those whose lives are a testimony that God can, he can blow your mind when he puts favor to prosper on your life because you trust him and believe that he's going to bless you indeed. You can be in a place where everything it seems to be is just drying up around you. It seems like nothing is going to, it's been moving. And God will cause you, like the children of Israel, to have a testimony that even when there was famine and there was no sustenance where they were, but the word of the Lord said, but there was still corn in Egypt. And I want to pronounce without salad you a blessing on your life for this week, a prayer of blessing to conclude. And it comes from Jude, verse number 24. And it says, to him who was able to keep you from stumbling, hallelujah, and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. You got to have an attitude of total commitment to the idea that you've been set up to flourish and not just get by, but God wants us to flourish. He wants there to be overflow, more than enough. He wants things to be pressed down, shaken together. He wants folk, hallelujah, to be a blessing to your life, even sometimes unexpected sources and people that you don't even know, but God will cause them to bless you because he knows the need that we have. And so, again, we have to have an attitude of total commitment. And that's why I've been restless, seemed like, for these past 6 months. And so it started in 2014 and 15, 14, and it's continued even into 15, where there's a restlessness, as I've been saying, and I say it again, for the moreness of God in every area of my life. And I can't get too comfortable or satisfied at any level. And that's what I want to challenge you with this morning, that you can't get too comfortable no matter how good you may be or things may be or so satisfied. The word says that we're not supposed to be, we can be content, but it doesn't mean I have to be satisfied. God, I thank you for what you've done, for where you brought me from, for the places, hallelujah, that you brought me to. But God, I'm not satisfied, hallelujah. I'm not just content with what I have, but I understand that there's more that God wants to do in my life, both inside and without. And so we've got to stay grounded in God's purpose and plans, even when it doesn't appear that anything is happening. And so in Psalm 92, the psalmist declared, but you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. in this psalm. It's a psalm about worship and it being a priority on the Sabbath, and not just the Sabbath being another day, but it was the day that God set aside, and he fulfilled the Sabbath. And so, yes, every day is holy to the Lord. Every day is holy. But we are to worship God and to honor him every day of our life. And so the psalmist would say that even when the children of Israel came together to the temple to worship, to offer praise and sacrifice to God, but in all that they did, God says, I want the priority to be focused on me. I want you to concentrate on me and don't get consumed by what your enemy is saying and what your enemy is doing, because God says, I've got your enemies in check. And they can't go any further and do any more than what I allow. And so don't focus just on the negative, but allow your mind and your spirit and your heart to be overwhelmed with the knowledge that, God, you are great. Hallelujah. And you want to bless me in every area of my life. Glory to your name, Jesus. Now, I don't care what anybody says. Even when people or things come with the intent of trying to destroy us, but God will still cause us to flourish. In the presence of our enemies, God said, I'll bless you. I'll spread a table where folk didn't expect you to be where you were and to be doing the things that you're doing. But God said, I will exalt you right in the presence, in the sight of your enemy. He said, you have been exalted, my horn, like that of a wild oak. Or ox, rather, fine oils have poured on me. And to someone who knows that you are a real worshiper and the enemy has tried to sabotage things in your life, the psalmist reminds us that God will renew and refresh us so that we will be able to enjoy the blessings once they are released into our life. And I don't care what anybody says. You need strength to enjoy the blessings of God. Especially when you've gone through a process that's tried to weigh it down. But God, I don't want you to just bless me, but I want you to give me strength so that when the blessing comes, that I'll be able to enjoy it. Glory to your name, God. He said, my eyes have seen the defeat of my adversary. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. And if God is forever exalted, then it also means that there's nothing or no one who can stop what he plans to do in the earth or in our life. There's no one who can stand against God and win. And this also means that if we are his, they will not ultimately triumph over us either because of God's investment in our life. And I want the Lord to enlarge my capacity to believe and then to receive all that he has for my life and what he wants to release through my life. Declare this after me. Lord, thank you now. Say it, Lord, thank you now for making my life a blessing both inside and out. Say it again, Lord, thank you now for making my life a blessing both inside, glory, and out. You have to have an optimistic view and how you navigate through life. And even our failures and our disappointments can become our greatest catalyst that causes us to become even more determined when doors shut in our face. And danger, it's dangerous when you just murmur and complain because you attract that same spirit on others that you know. And neither you nor them, you can't help them and they can't help you, because you got a spirit of murmuring and complaining. And you got to want to see better. And so change your attitude. Change your confession. Listen, life is too short to be with negative people who all they want to do is deplete you of strength. I give you permission to have a good old delete party this week. And all negative contacts and those who add no value to your life, delete. Shut them down, because you want to attract those that even though things may be going on, but to build up one another, you encourage, you provoke one another that things may not look too good right now, but God is going to turn it around for you. God has no fear of higher. He's going to cause you to flourish where it seems like things died and dried up on the vine. But because you're staying connected to God, God said, I'm going to bless you inside. I'm going to bless you outside. Your life is going to be a testimony. Let me hasten now. Time is moving. The Bible says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. To flourish, you must have the same kind of spirit that draws or attracts blessing. And so the psalmist said, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree that has roots that go really deep into the ground. And the storm that comes and destroys other trees, because the palm tree, the roots go way down, and they tap into the soil in a way that other trees are not easily anchored. And so what the scripture is saying, God, it's not always what God will do, but he will cause people to come into your life at the right time with just the thing you need to grow in a different area of your life. You have to want to be blessed and get to a place where you say, I refuse to allow people or anything stop me from being and doing what I want to accomplish with the kingdom and also in the natural. Now begin to praise God with me as you embrace a new attitude and a spirit of expectation of how God is going to bless your life both inside and out. And where do you want to flourish? God can cause you to flourish and be fruitful no matter what season you are in life. The psalmist goes on to say, they will bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. In other words, the psalmist said, there will be no season in your life where the blessing will not be evident, because God is going to sustain you in every season. Now you begin to bless God right now, because it's not up to God alone, but you got to want it. And I want everything that God has purpose for my life. Beloved of God, hold on to this word. Know that God is mindful of you, and he's working things out according to his will and his purpose. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you praise. Lord, we thank you because you're doing it even now. Early do we seek you, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, for giving us what we need. Lord, thank you now for causing our life to be increased. Lord, we believe you. We thank you, and we expect greater. Get the glory of our lives. Strengthen somebody today, God. Let them drop the anchor deeper. Take it through, God. Hallelujah, that they will have a testimony of the greatness of your power. We declare these things now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now come on and bless God with me. Lord, thank you now. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it in me right now. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for increase. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.